Just after 1 o'clock. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
I'm Diane Ducey.
And it's time for our weekly health segment with Dr. Riefsteg, pediatrician with Carle Foundation Physicians in Mattoon, Charleston. How are you, Dr. Riefsteg?
Very good. And you guys?
Wonderful. Now, you're a bit worried about folks rushing out to buy iodine pills on the West Coast.
It's an issue, and it's going to become an issue that's more widespread as the news kind of hypes this up. Because, of course, to get us to pay attention to the news, a lot of times the media outlets will kind of dramatize everything. One thing that we worry about is unnecessary administration of medications. Now, it may just be easy to say, well, it's just potassium, right? You need potassium. Well, you know, anything that you put in your body that your body isn't making is considered a poison. So you're if you run out and grab potassium iodide pills, you don't know where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how much is in them and how much your body's going to hold on to. And altering the chemical makeup of your body by taking, you know, doses that you're not sure about, that you haven't consulted your doctor about, can be dangerous, and that's with anything. I mean, that as simple as table salt can affect the way your blood and your chemistry works. So it's really, really important, and the thing to stress is to talk to your doctor about it, because really the risk, even on the West Coast, is so low. The exposure is so minuscule right now that it's not even worth getting worked up about.
Okay. But people are. I mean, the prices are going through the roof on eBay even.
Yeah, and the hype about it, especially out on the West Coast, but in general, I think that people are playing on fears, and it's always a good idea to be very skeptical about where these are coming from, both the information you're getting and also the quality of the product that you're potentially being sold, because, you know, they've hype up the prices and get you worried, and then are they really giving you potassium iodide in the first place? So
where are you even supposed to get potassium iodide pills? Because normally you can't just rush out to, you know, go out to your local drugstore and pick them up, can you?
Not usually. And the places that are selling them, you know, why are they selling them? Well, they're selling them because there's an opportunity. It's all about supply and demand. So they know that it's going to be in demand. So, oh, hey, let's sell potassium iodide pills. You know, we can write prescriptions for that stuff. And, you know, they can sell them, I think, at survival stores. But, you know, it's not something that's in high demand, because why do you need it? Well, you don't, unless you're worried about protecting yourself from radiation. Really, it's not going to protect yourself from all radiation, just the kind that's ionizing and can get into you and damage certain tissues. So it's real important to just stay calm and always ask your doctor if you're not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you look at the news stories, if you look at the actual exposure risk, the stuff that's actually coming out of Japan, you have to be really, really close to the actual reactor, and they've actually, it looks like they're calming things down over there anyway, but you have to be actually really close to that source to be exposed to enough radiation to even think about any damage being done, and we're a whole ocean away from there.
Mm-hmm.
So the amount that's actually escaping from there is fairly small.
We're talking with Dr. Riefsteg, pediatrician with Carle Foundation Physicians in Mattoon and Charleston. Dr. Riefsteg, what about people with loved ones who are over in Japan who may be close to that area? I even think about the folks in Tokyo. Even though that's quite some distance, there's a lot of radiation kind of heading their way. Now, those folks, I would imagine, would probably be taking iodine pills.
It's a potential, yeah. And I think one of the problems that they were running into is skepticism about the information that they were receiving. So what I would say is, if you have any American relatives in Japan, it would be good to consult the U.S. consulate, the U.S. embassy there, because our information is going to be specific for our citizens. If you have any relatives that are Japanese nationals, it's best that they consult with their private physicians, because from the stories that I was reading and seeing, the people over there are more and more skeptical each day about the information they're receiving about the actual exposure.
Mm.
So that's a little problematic if you're actually over there.
Yeah, I would be very nervous if I were over there. And I mean, Gosh, and you know, you were talking about how those iodine pills aren't necessarily the healthiest for you, but I mean, boy, if I lived over there, I'd probably be taking one every day. And then what kind of long-term effect might that happen or might that have for folks who do live closer to that radiation? Is that going to help them, hurt them?
Potentially it would help them. It's all a risk and benefit game, and that's true of anything in medicine. If you're close to that radiation source, and you have to weigh that, I mean, obviously the effects of radiation are going to be far wider reaching. Radiation does not go away. Mm-hmm. I mean, once radiation is there, it does not go away, and the damage that it does to your body is, you know, it's like a burn, basically, and it's a burn that goes through and through. So, you know, you weigh that versus, you know, the immediate effects of changing, you know, your potassium concentration in your blood and adding a little iodine to your blood. That's not a big deal compared to the radiation if you're close to the source. If you're thousands of miles away like we are, then obviously that radiation risk is almost zero, and the risk of putting that extra those extra chemicals in your body is higher. So it's all a risk-benefit game.
I've heard that the thyroid is affected in some way.
Yep, and that's why we take the iodine. Yeah,
okay.
Because you're loading up on iodine that is not radioactive. And so if you have iodine in your body that is radioactive, it's going to concentrate in the thyroid, and then it's going to cause damage.
Okay.
So when you put the normal iodine in your body by taking the pills, you're actually protecting your thyroid.
Dr. Riestek, we hear about, Homeland Security is testing things that are coming over from Japan, things that are, arriving here in the United States, and that there are traces of radiation on some of the things that are coming over. If you are a bag handler, or if you're handling any of these things that are coming over, is that just another minuscule amount? Are you a danger?
Well, what we're being told is that it's minuscule.
Okay.
And the reality of it is, yes, it probably is minuscule, because radiation, while we say it's there forever, it does dissipate. If you think about it, if you take a candle and blow it out, the tip of it is still hot, right?
Right.
But when you walk around with it, that heat dissipates.
Okay.
So over time, eventually that candle is going to go back to room temperature. Now, radiation will do the same thing, albeit much, much slower.
Okay.
That decay is much slower. But, you know, if you take something that's been irradiated over in Japan and bring it to us, by the time you brought it to us, the ability of that object to cause damage to a person is so tiny.
Okay.
It just doesn't hold its properties, unless it's a block of radioactive material, and those aren't mobile. Those are actually in the reactor itself.
All right. Well, just fascinating information. Thank you for enlightening us a little bit, really about the whole radiation thing. And then also, letting us know that if we've got relatives on the West Coast or loved ones on the West Coast who are trying to get a hold of iodine tablets, to tell them, hey, now, wait a minute. Dr. Riestek said you don't have to worry. Talk to your doctor first.
Yep, talk to your doctor first. Always a better idea.
All right. Dr. Brent Riestek, looking forward to talking with you again next week. Every week at this time, we talk with Dr. Riestek and just talk about health issues that are current events. And we thank you so much. Dr. Riestek, again, a pediatrician with Carl Foundation Physicians in Mattoon and Charleston.
Now, next week, maybe we can talk about these head colds that I have right now. and I just Googled how to make your office safe from, getting your office made sicker, because I'm always, wiping things down when I'm done with work. But, maybe that can be your topic next week, Dr. Riestek.
Yeah, here's a preview. The three easiest ways.
Okay.
Wash your hands.
Yeah.
Wash your hands.
Yeah.
Wash your hands.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Thank you. Wait, did you say wash your hands? I guess
I think I did. I mentioned it somewhere.
All right.
Thank you so much, Dr. Riestek. Have a great day.
See you next week.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.